All right, so same kind of situation. A lot of both ways for you, tight end, linebacker. Good mix primarily there. What are some goals for you at each position this year? We can start on offense and then go to defense.
Right. Okay, so if my goals for tight end on offense is just make an impact. Like last year, I had a great upcoming year as a junior. I had 20 catches for like 200-something yards, I think, and 4 touchdowns, which was nice to see. I'm hoping this year, though, the ball gets in the air a little more often. I feel like with my size and hands, I can get more versatile than just blocking every play. But I also love blocking on offense. I'm trying to get more highlights, more pancakes, stuff like that, and just really look good, yeah.
And then on defense for you, what is kind of some of the key focus for you?
So last year on defense, I was more of like a outside backer safety, so I didn't really play in the box much. And this year I'm more of a strong side middle linebacker. So my goal is this year is just to understand, like, reading your tackles, your pulling guards, and making an impact in the box.
Which position is most new to you?
Linebacker. I started playing football in 7th grade, and I've always been tight end. I've been loving the position, the versatility of it, blocking, running routes, going in motion, whatever. And started defense freshman year and playing linebacker. It was really new to me, having to, you know, reads and this and that, and so I'm really trying to focus on linebacker, yeah.
Does playing both of those positions benefit the other? Like, do you see things because, hey, I know where the linebacker is going to be playing, or I know if the tight end does this, it's probably a run or it's probably a pass. Are there certain things you can pick up in that way, being able to play both those positions that sometimes are pretty aligned on the football field?
Yeah, 100%. So, like, on offense, especially when the play gets called out, I know, like, a lot, like, the tackle's jobs, the guard's jobs. So when I know what play it is, I look at the linebacker, and I know that my tackle on my right side is going to be doing a certain block. The linebacker will read that, and that can play off of the way he reads. And then on the defensive side, knowing if the tight end blocks down, like how I block down, the play's going to go outside him, of course. So then I just know how to move around linebacker-wise and then just read stuff like that.
I've asked everybody this, but it's a different schedule for you guys. Rochester's a fun one. It's a little bit of a different time this year than normal. But is there a matchup you're really looking forward to, maybe outside of that Rochester game?
I think the Rochester game being week 2 is going to be like a big spark to the start of a season, but obviously Lafayette being week 6 is going to be a big milestone for us, especially if you can go into that game undefeated with high hopes and a lot of confidence, we can come out with a W in that game. And then towards the end of the year, obviously Jimtown, like what Dalton said, they're a decent team, and looking forward to sectionals with Satard, Gary, and all that. So,
what's it going to take for you guys to kind of get over that hurdle of maybe one of those Chitar teams or any other teams in the sectional?
So I think we have the physicality for it, and we have the want and the effort on every aspect of the team. I think our biggest problem would be our mentality when it comes to practices, and when it comes to certain plays, we kind of just get lost and don't focus in sometimes. I think being a little more focused and trying to get stuff locked in mentally will really help us get over those blocks.
Awesome. Thank you.